Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and an update from Gold Mountain Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GMTN and on the OTCQB under the symbol GMTNF. Shad and I are chatting with the CEO, Kevin Smith. Now, Kevin, a couple news releases to follow up on, the first being news on June 30th. These are results from the Phase 2 10,000-meter drill program, again, at this Elk Gold project in south-central British Columbia. Now, what we saw from these results are some high-grade, albeit narrow-width results, grades anywhere from, on the low end, 6.4 grams per ton. That's over a meter, 0.12, and also upwards of 60 grams per ton gold. That's over 0.3 of a meter. Kevin, just take us through, again, the overall goals of this program and how these results are playing into those goals, please.
Yeah, so great introduction there. The first 8,500 meters of this phase two drill program, we're focusing on the exact same thing we did in phase one. So we're stepping out, we're infilling, and we're on strike and down dip. And the goal there is really just continue showing the market that we can add ounces to this resource. We have a goal of getting this up over 1 million ounces by fall. When you consider when we took this project on in May of 2019, it was a 373-ounce resource. You know, I think we've done a good job showing the ability to scale with really only, 18,000 meters on the go at the moment. And we haven't even updated the resource from this phase two yet. So the first 8,500 meters is in the Siwash North to add ounces. And then the last 1,500 meters is going to be over in an area called the Elusive Zone. We have 8 geos currently on the property, walking it, checking out some copper showings that we have, also doing a soil sampling grid. The goal there is to be really targeted with some maiden drill holes over in completely different geology than our high-grade sulfides. And we're looking to hopefully find a more copper-gold type porphyry system over there. And with us being so close to Kodiak MPD and in the same geology, I think we're in the right area code. And if we can bolt that on to our high-grade sulfides, we think that'll give the market a lot to be excited about on top of what we're already doing with the near-term production at the Elk.
Yeah, Kevin, let's just take a little bit deeper dive into that Elusive Zone, because we've covered the Siwash before, and that's where the majority of your drilling is going to be, and that's the gold focus. But let's just talk real briefly a little bit more about the Elusive Zone and how the copper thesis plays into that.
Yeah, absolutely. So HEG Exploration, who's leading our exploration program, they really like what they're seeing over there, and they've been encouraging us since they took over the file to, you know, poke some holes in there. Our goal was always to show scalability in the Siwash North, and I think we've accomplished that, and we're going to continue to do that with these first 8,500 meters. But it's really about showing the market how serious we are about exploring this land package. We've got a fault line that runs right down the center of the property. You have the Nicola Volcanics to the west, which is where this Elusive Zone is. And we're getting all sorts of interesting, like historically, there's been all sorts of interesting golden soil anomalies that have been found over there. It's the second highest on the property that's been found to date. And with all the copper showings, you know, we feel there's a really good shot of finding something interesting over there. And, you know, as you guys know, we're not building a mill on site right away. We let the economics drive the decision making, and we're going to continue to truck ore to New Afton's facility. But we want to show the market that, you know, there is, you know, a path forward to grow something larger here, build a mill on site. And, you know, if we can have a bulk tonnage target, that would obviously justify the build out of a mill. And then we would just supplement our plant feed with the high grade sulfides from the Siwash North and a bunch of other satellite areas that are there. So really, this is just about showing the market that, you know, we have 21,000 hectares. We've only been drilling in our mine lease to date, and we're going to continue going out into our other claims and expanding this project and continue to grow.
All right, Kevin, I want you to recap these drill results compared to what you guys saw in phase one. And also, again, remind everybody the ounces that you were able to add through that phase one program, and then how these results, when compared to phase one, what ounces they could add here.
Yeah, so these results are right in line with what we're expecting. You know, narrow vein, but that's all right. It's still highly economical with these grades. And that's what we've been seeing throughout the property. So the geological model and the drill is responding exactly how we want it to. Also remind you guys, this is the first 500 meters of drilling in the Siwash North. You guys should be expecting a steady stream of results like this over the coming months as these assay results continue to trickle in. So we're extremely encouraged that the first 500 meters, we're already hitting 60 gram a ton and 224 gram a ton intercepts, along with some other lower grade stuff. So we're super encouraged. We added 268,000 ounces off an 8,500 meter drill program that we did between December and March. And, you know, we'd like to add a minimum of 190,000 ounces off of this 8,500 meter, which gets us up to that 1 million ounce mark. And again, we want to show the market we're serious about not only our production story, but really about building a larger resource here so that we can, you know, justify long-term growth into our own mill on site and continue growing into this really large property that we feel has tons of exploration upside that was overlooked by previous operators who were focused on just the ultra high grades that were mined in the past, which were, I think, on average around 97 grams a ton in the past two times it's produced. So a lot of veins have been missed. We're doing a very aggressive relog program to pick up the veins that have been missed. Of the 268,000 ounces that we added in the, from the last program, I think around 75,000 ounces came from that relogging program. And those, again, those are just veins that were, or intercepts that we're going back, sticking some new technology on and rerunning through the assay lab. So that's super cheap exploration for us. And when you consider there's 127,000 meters of historic drilling, we're about 4% of the way through relogging. There's a ton of potential from just the relogging alone. And run that in parallel with our aggressive plans to continue drilling this out. And I think we're going to shock the market with what the elk has in store.
Continuing to add ounces through these drill programs, let's talk quickly about budget regarding at least this 10,000 meter program. What is the budget and general drilling cost for the company? And does the company have the funds to satisfy that?
Yeah, so we just closed that $12 million bought private placement. We've got lots of cash in the bank even before that. We thought it was a good opportunity to de-risk the company when that offer came along. I think we're sitting on around $16 or $17 million at the moment. The budget for this program is $2 million for the 10,000 meters. We are running under budget right now. We're hitting about 130 meters a day, which is great productivity for a single drill. And, you know, we ran around $220 a meter in the winter program, but we were stuck on the rock pile drilling through our old waste rock piles just due to being constrained on where our permits allowed us to drill. We've got our notice of work now, so we can put the drills basically wherever we want them. That's helped a lot. And obviously not drilling in winter is a lot more productive. So no, we've got lots of cash for this, and we'll immediately go into another 10,000 meter drill program as soon as phase two is completed and we've had an opportunity to update the geological model. We'll go back out and aggressively continuing this. We're currently in discussions about adding a second drill to the property, and the timing on that is still up in the air, but definitely by the time we hit cash flow, which is projected for November, we'd like to be adding a second drill. And then at that point, we're exploring and expanding the resource in a non-dilutive manner with the cash flow kicking off from our 19,000 ounce a year production profile in years 1 to 3.
Yeah, Kevin, you guys really have a lot going on and quickly. So I'm impressed with how efficient you guys have been as a company. And you put out a release on June 22nd that walked investors through just the corporate guidance. Let's go through a couple of the key milestones coming up almost every month for the company, starting with where you're at now. You're building the mine, you're in construction, and then just walk us through the timeline of what each phase of the mining will be, when you'll be going into cash flow, and what the rest of the year looks like.
Yeah, we're trying to be really efficient with the way we build this out and condense the timelines as much as possible. We got permission from the government for a notice of departure. That notice of departure allowed us to get into construction on site, which is underway right now. We also got permission for a gravel borrow, which we're using for aggregate. That gravel borrow is also on the north corner of Pit 2, which is where we start mining. So we're already in waste rock mining right now and just converting that waste rock into aggregate while we wait for our effluent discharge permit so we can start dumping in our waste dump. And July and August, we'll continue waste rock mining. We'll be into ore mining in late August, early September. Then we'll start our sampling and assay program that we've designed in parallel with New Gold's team at New Afton. And then as soon as the results are back from those assays, we're in a position to start trucking our ore, which goes over a scale on our site to establish the tonnage, and a third party establishes the grade. And then when it lands at New Afton site in October, they take ownership of that ore. They take on all risk of recovery. And we have a 17-day payable with them. So we feel we're tracking for Q4 and targeting November for our first payables out of this agreement that we have with New Gold. So there's a lot on the go. And then on top of that is all the exploration work that we discussed. So we've got that running in parallel at a very aggressive pace as well. And we hope to get at least 20 to 30,000 meters done by the end of 2021. And as mentioned, we want that resource up over 1 million ounces by fall. And we have a PFS underway with JDS. So JDS is currently designing a underground hybrid open pit scenario for us. We'll open pit the first 3 years and then transition into their underground mine plan while the open pit still runs in parallel. So yeah, there's a lot on the go. You know, that small production profile year 1 to 3 feeds out our environmental assessment process, which is going to get us up to 65,000 ounces a year minimum, based on the studies we're doing right now with JDS and our construction guys and mining guys. And, you know, we want to continue expanding the resource. We want to show the market that we feel there's at least 2 or 3 more of these high-grade sulfide open pits, and that'll be what phase 3 drill program is about. And just showing that once we exhaust the Siwash North Zone from a mining perspective and exploration perspective, you know, we can still churn out more opportunities on other parts of the property with the elusive zone as well. So, yeah, there's lots going on here, and management's been really aggressive in building this company out over this first 6 or 7 months of being public. And we kind of want to set the tone to the market that we're serious about building BC's next high-grade gold producer.
All right, Kevin, a lot going on here. Production growth, and ongoing exploration, all adding to the ounces in the resource. Fun following along with a company that is doing so much work and continues to, it sounds like, hit what you're looking for in the drill core. So we'll follow up on the back of some more news. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Kevin regarding anything going on at Gold Mountain Mining, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Kevin, we'll chat again on the back of some more news. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.